The question is this: what is it that has some of us find our way to the top of our game, to overcome adversity and challenges, resistance and self-sabotage, to rise from the ashes time and time again? What is it that has everyday people just like you and I act boldly in the name of their passions and live out their wildest dreams in this lifetime? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Carrie McCauley, and this is Choose Unstoppable. Hello, and welcome to Choose Unstoppable. My name is Carrie McCauley, and you are here for a Between the Lines episode. And I'm so grateful that you are. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. Today, we're talking about the episode with Sean Karami. This isn't intended to be a summary. It's just to highlight on something or to unpack something that we didn't have enough time to talk about in the interview. And what I want to talk about from Sean. So Sean's story is he has been an entrepreneur since the age of 16, and he has a wild breadth of expertise. He has been in multiple businesses in every department and area of expertise that you can imagine. But I asked him a question about, you know, what is it that has him find the courage to start a new business each and every time? Because I think so many of us have ideas and things that we want to do, but, we can be overwhelmed with everything that it requires. We can be paralyzed by perfection. And he had a very pertinent point that there is always going to be uncertainty. And I think that it's something that is important that we talk about as entrepreneurs or in any area of life when we are going after something that we want, and that we can often feel as though we should be certain, we should be confident, we should feel ready, that it should be a particular way, that we should feel and have a particular level of confidence before we make a move. And that if we're just not confident, we're not sure of ourselves, we don't feel ready, that means maybe we're not cut out for this. Maybe this isn't the right time. Maybe I should read more. Maybe I should take another course. Maybe I should. And the fact is, and you know, Sean put it so eloquently, is that there is always going to be uncertainty. And so we have to get very comfortable taking action inside of uncertainty. Because if we don't, we're going to be waiting forever. So if you have something that you really, really want as an entrepreneur, it could be some kind of business venture, it could be starting a YouTube channel, it could be creating a coaching business, it could be, you know, branching out as a healer, whatever it is that you feel a pull towards or feel and have a calling for, it's never going to feel, if you've never done it before, how on earth can you feel certain? How on earth can you feel confident? It's just not going to feel that way. And we need to be okay with taking action inside of that feeling and not having a lack of certainty or an experience of uncertainty define whether or not we should take action, because it's inevitable. And so I have spoken to hundreds of entrepreneurs now, hundreds who have, you know, walked over the coals and reached their levels of success in their own right. None of them just felt as though this was their time. None of them were just so confident that everything was going to be smooth and easy. They had to take action inside of uncertainty. So if you're sitting on an idea, if you're sitting on a dream because it doesn't yet feel like you've got everything that it takes, just get out there. Get out there in whatever way it takes, because you will figure it out when you're there. You cannot figure anything out from the sidelines. You have to get in the pool. And from there, you can start to keep moving forward. And as problems come, and as areas of yourself that need to grow and transform and develop present themselves, you will just do whatever it takes. But if you're waiting for it to feel certain, if you're waiting to feel, you know, as confident as we would like to be, it isn't going to work that way. Confidence comes from taking a courageous act and then getting that result. And then, whoop, you get a little higher on your confidence scale. And then you take another one, you take another courageous act. And then, oh, your confidence increases a little, a little, a little, a little. We cannot expect to be confident in something that we have yet to do. Confidence is the reward for courageous acts. Taking action without confidence requires courage. And so you don't need certainty. You don't need confidence. You just need a little courage that you're going to be okay if you take a step forward without knowing exactly how it's going to turn out or feeling like you're 100% ready because you haven't done the thing yet. But as soon as you step out, as soon as you get on the court, you will have officially started doing the thing. And from there, you get better, stronger, more confident, more certain. So I'm going to leave it there this week, my friends. As always, it is a pleasure to spend this time with you. I will be back with you next week. And until then, choose unstoppable. Thank you so much for listening today. It would mean the world to me if you enjoyed the content to please leave a review and a rating and subscribe to the show. It'll help others find us so that we can spread this important message. We'll see you in the next episode. Until then, choose unstoppable.